Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode. I trust we are all doing well. It's been a long time since I recorded a podcast. I did a recording. I've been very busy with a lot of activities, but I'm very happy for this opportunity to record this episode. So I trust that today's episode is going to be a great blessing to every single one of us. All of you listening, so let's get straight to business. On today's podcast, the topic is how to deal with discouragement, and I got my inspiration from David's story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. And in this story, we see that David had a battle, or he had a fight with the Amalekites. It depends on who you come from, the name in some way. But then, David had a fight with the people, with the Amalekites, and that's in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And in verse 6, the Bible says that when David, it got to a point whereby the people had gone to the camp of David, and they had destroyed the place, and they had taken his wives and the wives of his children, of his fellow soldiers. They had taken his two wives, and I mean, it wasn't easy. So when David came to his place and he realized that, look, they had captured their wives and the place had been destroyed and burned down, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6 that David was now in great danger because all his men were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters, and they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord. And there are versions we see that, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. And as in our day-to-day, in our daily lives, in our various experiences in life, it's very easy to get discouraged. You might want to pursue various adventures. You get probably academic adventures, financial adventures, various adventures, various things we might want to do. But then it's very, very easy to get discouraged at one point in time or the other. We get discouraged, and even the degree of discouragement varies. And I know it's not easy for anyone to overcome discouragement, especially when the magnitude of the discouragement is very, very high. But then, taking a cue from David's story, the Bible says that, but David found strength in the Lord. Other versions say that he encouraged himself in the Lord. That's the version I like, that, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. So briefly, all I'm saying is that anytime we face discouragement, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, the antidote or the way to deal with discouragement, the first way to deal with discouragement is by encouraging ourselves in the Lord, by finding strength in the Lord. And the Bible, a good study of the Bible will make you understand us. The Lord is his word. You get it? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the way we find strength in the Lord is by going into the scriptures. You get it? So depending on our circumstance, the Bible addresses every situation we find ourselves in. And no matter the situation you find yourself in, the Bible has something to say about it. Is it financial? God has said something about your situation in the Word of God. And is it marital? Is it academics? And even there are some scriptures I call general scriptures. Like when I don't know what to do and I don't know any scripture, actually, those scriptures are like my number one rescue scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Those two scriptures, anytime I feel discouraged, anytime I look like, Charlie, I'm losing hope, I'm losing ground, I don't know what to do, and I guess hold on to those two scriptures and I just declare them and I confess them. And that's one thing that the Bible says. But David found strength in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And one way we can encourage ourselves in the Lord, or we can find strength in the Lord, is by going into the Word of God and seeing what the Word of God sees concerning our situation. So when you read the book of Hebrews, you write that the Bible says that God said that we will see that He says He will never leave us nor forsake us. But then we will see that the Lord is our helper. So we find strength in the Lord by going into His Word and finding out what His Word says about our situation. And when you find out what the Word of God says about your situation, you don't just keep quiet, or you don't just look at it and go, no. We are supposed to read it. We are supposed to declare it. We are supposed to meditate upon it. Like, think about it. Say it. Like, everything sums to the Word. Approach the Word with all diligence and vim. Because mostly people see certain promises of God concerning their situation in the Bible, and they are like, oh, it's there, but we are not really seeing the effect of the Word of God in our lives. And one reason why people do not see the effect of God's Word in their life is because they are not persistent with the Word. When they see the Word and they confess it once or twice, and it's like, oh, okay, but the Word of God needs an attitude of persistence, an attitude of diligence and persistence. We need to approach the Word of God with a diligent and persistent attitude. You can't, don't just give up after praying one day, 2 days, confessing, meditating. No, you need to be persistent. And the Word of God is very clear about us being persistent in the Word of God and the Scriptures. Because anytime the devil sees that, look, we want to apply God's Word into our lives, he tries to tempt us and see if, just to make us feel like the Word doesn't work. But then there's our persistence in the Word that makes a difference. So anytime we feel discouraged, if a girl has broken your heart or a boy has broken your heart, the Bible, you can find a scripture which says that God heals the brokenhearted. So when you come across such a scripture, you hold on to the Word, you confess it, you declare that, thank God for healing, you declare that, look, I'm healed. Because the Bible says that God heals the brokenhearted. You meditate upon it, is it, whatever it is. And the more persistent we are in the Word, the more effective the Word is in our lives. And another thing we find out is that the Bible says that in verse 8 of 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8, it says that, then David asked the Lord, should I chase after them, after this band of raiders? The King James said that, and David inquired of the Lord. And one lesson we also learned from the second thing is that after David encouraged himself in the Lord, after he found strength in the Lord, he inquired of the Lord. And it boils down to the same point at first about going back to the Word of God. Anytime we feel discouraged, we need to inquire of the Lord. We need to speak to God. We need to go into a place of prayer. The antidote to discouragement is not worry. It is not sleep. It's inquiry. It's going to meet God and it's inquiring of Him. You can inquire of Him through His Word, through prayer. And he inquired of the Lord, and God gave him a word. God told him that he should pursue. He asked God, that, God, should I go after these people? And God gave him a response. So anytime we find ourselves in a situation whereby we seem to be discouraged, first of all, we should encourage ourselves in the Lord. We should find strength in the Lord. We should go into the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about our situation. Even if you don't know what, may I say, my two general scriptures, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Like, anytime I'm short of scriptures, I find myself in some tight corner. These scriptures there, I don't joke with them. I just pull them out and I confess and I declare them. And I see the hand of God mightily at work in whatever situation I find myself. And also, we need to inquire of the Lord. We need to inquire of the Lord in prayer through the scriptures. And we can see that when David inquired of the Lord, God gave him a word. God told him to pursue. So he needs to pursue the people, to go after them, and he will be victorious. So anytime we find out that, look, we are in a place of discouragement, we are in a place whereby we are discouraged, we don't know what to do, the Word of God or what we learn from David's experience is that he found strength in the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. He spoke to God. He asked God questions. You get it? And anytime we find ourselves in discouraged, we are discouraged, we should just make time to go into the Word of God. We should make time to speak to God, to ask Him, to hear what He has to say concerning about our situation. And I trust we will be very, very fine when we go into the Word of God. So thank you for listening to today's episode, and I hope this word will go a long way to help all of us. God bless you very much.